You are not prepared.
The World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to. This is the instance.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Instance, your favorite World of Warcraft show. It is episode 595, and it is Tuesday, March 31st, 2020. I'm Scott Johnson with Patrick Beja. Hello, Patrick.
Hello, Scott Johnson. How's it going today?
Going all right. It's also good to see Mr. Garrett Weinzierl here as well. Hello, Garrett.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Patrick. How you doing?
Good. Everyone healthy and good and isolated and
so.
You trying to out us? Are you a cop?
No, I'm the popo. I'm the fuzz.
Are you a cop from the CDC? Like a CDC cop?
There's some of those out there that go out to like. I was watching a live stream of Times Square in New York, and that place was swarming with cops. No regular people that I could see, but just cops everywhere, like enforcing the lockdown, which is really weird to see. And there's also a live stream of Fremont Street in Las Vegas. That's the weirdest thing you'll see, man. There's nobody there. It's just a ghost town. And all the lights are still on, though. So all these big, crazy Vegas lights just repeating themselves and flashing, and then just nothing. No traffic, no people. It's really, really weird. I don't like it. No, sir, I don't. But I do like that you're both well and that we're here and that we can do a show together, because that makes me happy. And it'll start with this. So we didn't do a show last week because there was nothing going on. And we also, a couple of us had a bunch of other stuff happening, so it made sense to do a bump. However, that was probably good because a few things have dropped since then that I think are pretty interesting. And number one on my list is this, not sneaky, but this little survey that showed up over on the Blizzard site. A Burning Crusade official Blizzard survey regarding WoW Classic players. What could it mean? What could it mean? It probably means...
You didn't say the main part of what the survey is.
That's true. All right, I'll read you the survey. I'm going to actually read the questions, and then we can talk about this. So, yesterday, players on Reddit began reporting that they received an official survey from Blizzard asking questions about a hypothetical Burning Crusade Classic server. The questions asked are listed below. How interested are you in a classic version of Burning Crusade? Next question was, thinking about potential ways a player could start a character in Classic Burning Crusade, which of the following would you prefer most? Continue playing my current classic character on my existing server as it progresses to the Burning Crusade expansion, with the option to transfer to a classic server that will never progress past level 60. It's almost like they're asking questions. I'm not saying we came up with it, but we've had these are the same discussions we've had. Would they start with the current classic base and move forward? Would you be able to stay if you wanted to and jump to another server if you wanted to? Like, of course, these are the things they're thinking about, but it's fun to see it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to diminish our tremendous accomplishments as you put them, but that is pretty much the question that everyone asks once things get started on Classic.
Yeah. Right?
It's not like you immediately think, how would it work if you had another expansion.
Yeah, we're not special, is what I'm saying. But it is nice to see this stuff being
discussed
at the high level.
Well, we are special, are we? But just a different kind of special.
Different kind of special, that's right. All right, so where was I? Here it is. Continue playing from current classic here on my existing server never progress past 60 with the option to transfer to a Burning Crusade server. Or start a brand new character from level 58 on a brand new Burning Crusade server, or start a brand new character from level 1 on a new Burning Crusade server, or none of the above. I don't know what the results of this were. Actually, they may be up there now, but I don't think Blizzard has published them yet that I could find. And I'm super curious about how everybody landed, but this does seem to conclude yes.
Just to be clear, we're not going to see the results. This is a marketing thing where they're doing some research and trying to figure out what people want. They do that all the time, and we never see the results, so it's not that kind.
Well, eventually you see the results because we end up playing whatever they chose to do.
Oh, right. Okay, of course, but not the results of the survey.
Oh, right. Yeah, I wouldn't expect to see these.
We've had a lot of these in the past,
and there's no official word on anything. So this is early stuff, very early goings. We don't know what it all means. But Garrett, as somebody who played a whole lot more Classic than Patrick or I,
I played any.
Yeah, you played some. You played more than the 3 hours I put into it. Let's put it that way.
Well, that was more a jab at Patrick, but isn't a jab. If it's not your jam, it's not your jam.
Sure.
Yeah,
I played at least 2 hours.
At least
2 hours.
I'll tell
you what I'm the least interested in is that final option, starting a level one character on a Burning Crusade server. Just take me out back and shoot any interest I have right now, because that sounds like the most unattractive. It's like, you just spent half of your life a second time getting the 60 in classic vanilla. Would you like to do it all over again to walk through the dark portal? Yeah. No, I wouldn't. That sounds terrible. Why is that an option?
Not this. I guarantee you they don't do it. It's like almost like they needed one more question for the survey. There's no way. I mean,
we've got five bullet points. We need to fill that fifth one.
I mean, the truth is you'd be able to do this anyway as an alt. One would assume that you could. Well, I don't know. Maybe that's the whole thing, as I shouldn't assume. But one would assume that if you're playing that Burning Crusade expansion in Classic and you're like, I really want to make an alt, they're not going to let you just alt from 58 forward. I would assume you'd have to start a new guy just like you did back in the day if you were playing Burning Crusade and wanted to create an alt. But I don't think they should make any players, if you want to play Burning Crusade, that you mandatorily have to start at one again to do it at all. That's a terrible, I'm with you 100%. It's a terrible idea. Terrible. They can't do that.
I think the problem is if you evolve the server into a version of Burning Crusade of the game, then your old server isn't at Classic anymore, right?
Right.
So you have to think about how you're... So you would copy probably your character from the existing Classic to a Burning Crusade server, but then you'd have the two characters be separate, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. We've mentioned that on past episodes where we've been like, you know, batting around what would a Classic BC even look like, because that to me, like that... There's two options on here that are like seem like non-issues to me. One, starting a level one, like, why is that even on here? Who would want to do that exclusively? And two is anything other than having Burning Crusade be on its own server, because if it's not, we have the exact same issue we had that led to Classic WoW in the first place, which is people wanting a time capsule of what vanilla World of Warcraft looked like.
Yeah, they want a snapshot in time.
But then you get into the issue of it, what if they do it again? Do they start having like seven different versions of the game, you know, because they have to have.
Maybe. I mean, they're just blades. They're just server blades.
That's impractical.
Or I'm sorry. It's just cloud. The way cloud computing works now and cloud storage works, they could do a whole lot with a lot less than it used to take. Like they can, what used to be a physical shard in a physical blade inside of a server rack is not really that anymore. This stuff
is
super...
not the issue. The issue is having, seven different SKUs for...
Oh, I see.
Concurrent at the same time.
No, that's a good point. And supporting that is...
You build it all into the... In a perfect world, it would all be within the Classic client, and you just select which expansion you want to play.
Yeah. Then there would just be rules that would keep you in or out or whatever. But I can see that there are going to be players who want to do this. This is a scenario I could see. They want to keep their Classic character in Classic, but maybe copy him or her to a Burning Crusade server and start that process and have two worlds happening at once. Now, whether that's tenable for Blizzard moving forward, if they decide to do Burning or decide to do Wrath of the Lich King and anything further, then Patrick's right. That's kind of untenable and weird. If it's just this one time and we consider Classic a two-phased approach of the original vanilla game and the first expansion it ever had, and that's it, then I could see that happening. But I don't think you can do that in perpetuity and just keep going expansion to expansion.
Well,
I think it would.
Yeah, it would, but also you would just stop at Wrath
stop at Jinx. That's exactly what I was going to say.
You'd stop at Wrath
after
you think
Wrath.
That's
I don't think anyone is going to ask for what is after Wrath Cataclysm.
Cataclysm. you don't think people will be pining for Cataclysm after Wrath? Okay.
Maybe right. Mists, but I don't think Cataclysm. But even Mists, it's like the rule set wasn't so different that people are clamoring for it. We can go back to Mists now if we want.
That's a good point. I think Lich King is where a lot of the rules toward the end of Lich King took a hard turn. Things like Hit going away and that all of that weirdness and how we dealt with like talents and who we paid people for the talents and all that stuff. That all started happening toward the end of Lich King. Or right as we were getting the new one. Yeah.
So when we get to Wrath of Lich King Classic, we'll just rekindle all of the issues with Classic WoW being on the final patch of vanilla World of Warcraft, and we'll just put Wrath of Lich King out on the final patch of Wrath of Lich King, which is not what anyone wants.
Right, right. See, that's the problem.
Isn't it, though?
I mean, no, they don't want the last patch of Lich King, because that's a lot of people think.
The last one, but like second to last, you know, when it was still...
Sure, but then there are going to be people to argue the one before that was the better one, or the one before that was the better one, or some people are going to like the final patch. I like the final patch. I thought it was good.
I was about to say, sure, Patrick, except we are humans and none of us can agree. So, I don't know. Like, that's kind of... I don't think it's as... Well, no, it is. There was a massive shift at the end of Wrath of the Lich King. Now we're getting away from the idea of Burning Crusade Classic, but it kind of speaks to the kind of...
Sure.
Abrasion we're seeing with Vanilla World of Warcraft, which is like, if you went and made a Lich King Classic, well, what patch do you go for? Because at some point, and this isn't even the final patch, I think this was like the second major to final patch, which was when the Fall of the Lich King patch hit, we got Dungeon Finder.
Right.
But for the majority of Wrath of Lich King, we didn't have Dungeon Finder. Really? So what version of Wrath are we launching with, boys? Like, what are we going with?
Yeah, that's tricky.
I think you'd have to go with it's judgment calls, but I guess you'd have to go with no Dungeon Finder, right?
I would argue you learn from the unrest of current Classic and just progress the patches as they naturally existed.
Oh, interesting. See, and that's not part of this survey at all. The one question I may have wanted to see was, because these questions kind of assume that all's well in Classic Town, and it's not, right? We know this from various reasons. One interview I did right here on the show from someone who would know, but also just you can get a feel for how it's going in Classic by what people say. One option that isn't here is, hey, what if you progress the way we want you to progress? See, it's still the problem, though, of like, well, what's the end of that?
Well, that wouldn't be a part of this particular... I don't think that question would fit into this survey. The survey is asking you at like the most sky-high level.
Yeah.
How do you want Burning Crusade? How do you want Classic Burning Crusade to function? Like, how do you want to get into it and start playing?
Sure.
To ask, how would you like patches to roll out? That would just be a separate question with separate options.
Yeah, I guess the takeaway I see is positive here is that it's clear they're thinking about this. So for those who were hoping Blizzard was working on, you know, extending things with Classic, making Classic more than what it is currently, this must be good news to them.
Oh, it's been such a success. They have to be at least thinking about it.
Yeah, I would have thought so too. But I don't know. This feels like proof that they're not just like resting on their laurels. I mean, we never got any kind of numbers to say, specific numbers to say what this did to their bottom line or to their monthly subscribers, but they did make indications in earnings calls, and we've heard in other places that it was a substantial bump from the launch of Classic. So I would be shocked if we were actually done with Classic, and this just seems to confirm that no, we're not done. I mean, Garrett, let's say you're not quite 60, but let's say you were 60 right now. Are you more interested in the issues that vanilla people are complaining about with the current patch of the game? Would you rather see them fix that? Not fix that, but do something that's more akin to that and fixing that for the large portion of those players? Or would you rather take your dude and move into Burning Crusade immediately and start working down that path?
I personally have more nostalgia for Burning Crusade, so I'm going to have a very biased answer to that, which is I would rather go play Burning Crusade, but I would really like them to rethink the planting a flag in the ground of what is it, patch 1.12, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And sticking with that, because it affects all kind of corners of the game.
For you, that Burning Crusade is your vanilla, basically, right? You started playing.
Well, no, vanilla is my vanilla. I got to the, funny enough, I got to about where I am now, which is like 54.
Yeah.
And then wandered off.
Right.
Because I was approaching at the time when Burning Crusade launched, I was just starting my sophomore year of college and pardon my French, but shit was getting real. My sophomore year was not a cakewalk by any means. So I took my first break from World of Warcraft right before, like, I stopped. I didn't play in like the 3 months leading up to Burning Crusade.
Right. Patrick, can you confirm or deny that was actually French? Or do you like it when people say, pardon my French, and then they swear? How do you feel about that as a Frenchman?
I am indifferent to that.
Pardon my alligator mouth. I'm a Florida man.
That's fine. You can say, pardon my French. What I am not indifferent to is when people go, ooh, 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 la, la.
Okay, good. I stopped doing that.
How do you feel about
I guess that puts a little bit of effort into it, I suppose.
I quit doing that years ago.
I have a question for Garrett, though.
Okay, go.
Do you think you would play more Burning Crusade than you did Classic or not? Or, like, was your Classic-ish hunger satiated with Classic, and now you're like, oh, play around in Burning Crusade just to see what it is, but I don't think I'll play it for too long.
I would definitely max, and I think I would max way sooner than I have with Classic, just because of the time that it takes. I think where I would start, I can tell you exactly where I would start to slow down with Burning Crusade, and it would be grinding the gold for my Epic Flying Mount.
Oh yeah.
That is where I would slow down like crazy, and start to probably dream about buying gold. I'm not saying I would consider buying gold. That would be against the EULA. Mm-hmm. but I might, you know, when I go to sleep at night, have visions about how much easier my life would be if I just plopped down X amount of dollars for my Epic Flying Mount.
That's when things really took off for gold sellers back then. I remember that.
Yeah, they did. I did it the legitimate lazy way, which was take a 3,000 gold loan from a friend and pay it back.
Yeah. I had somebody who was quitting the game and gave me 100,000.
Did you pay
gold.
Interest though, or how no, did that no. work?
It was a good friend. they didn't loan
what,
shark.
Good friends it. Are made of money. What's this?
This one was. It was like, they played the auction house, and I think it was kind of how they enjoyed it. Was like, oh yeah, I'm just like Scrooge McDuck back here. I'm swimming in it. Here, take 3,000. It's like Tom Nook, which everyone complains about, but you can pay it back at your own damn speed, and there's no interest. I don't know what everyone's so mad about. Tom Nook gets a bum rap.
He does get a bum rap. I mean, the truth is, you are forever in debt to him, but you can. You don't have to pay it fast. Take your time. No interest. Just pay it.
That is the opposite of capitalism.
Yeah. It's weird, right? It's a lot of people are going to learn this right now. Yes.
Some might even argue this is a form of socialism. What is this? You give money for free?
Are you saying Animal Crossing is a socialist utopia, or what are you telling me? Is that what you're saying?
I'm telling you that it doesn't help the argument now that we're all living in tents.
Oh, no, right, yeah. That's a good point. You do start in a tent that game, which is funny. All right. Anyway, I've been playing a lot of that. It's been killing me. All right. Well, anyway, good news. There's stuff coming up for Classic, and who knows where that'll all go, but we'll keep our eye on it. And I'm curious what some of you Classic players think. If you go to the website right now, there's a little form that lets you just send messages without even telling us who you are. Doesn't have to have a return email address. Although if you want to reply, you need to do that. But you can put like a nickname in and just a quick message. I think this is great about this. But don't ask for a question that we can only email back to if you don't leave an email address. I've just been noticing lately people don't quite understand that. But anyway, it's there for you to use at theinstance.net. Okay, the next reset. This is kind of exciting for transmoggers and, I don't know, old content lovers alike. Legacy loot is coming to Legion instances. All right? So here are the words of Blizzard. With scheduled weekly maintenance the week of March 31st, so I would assume today, we're enabling legacy loot rules in Legion raids and dungeons. We've reached the point of the expansion where the content from the previous expansion no longer requires a full group, and the rewards are primarily sought by transmog collectors. With this change, Legion raid and dungeon encounters will drop a fixed quantity of class agnostic loot. Today, if you and another player enter Emerald Nightmare or Mythic on Mythic difficulty and kill Nethendra, it's unlikely that you'll receive any loot since drop rates normally scale the number of players. That will now be changed, and you'll be able to get the 5 items in our loot table regardless of your group size. So 2 of you go in, 1 of you goes in if you can, walk out with 5. Dungeons and many of the lower difficulty raid bosses in Legion have already been soloable by well-equipped Battle for Azeroth players, though some bosses, especially on Mythic difficulty, will require you to bring some friends. Nonetheless, you should be able to get what you want if you're into transmogging. So get in there. Is it already up? It may already be up. today. I think it is up. I think you can do this now. This is good news because I like doing this. I'm a fan of this part of the game. I like going back and getting stuff I never got before. I like to collect it. I like more appearances. I think the transmog system in the game is one of my favorite things about current modern WoW. And I'm all a flutter about it. You guys stoked about getting your transmog on?
I'm always stoked about getting my transmog on.
Yeah, I can tell. You are a well-dressed, dapper, sometimes orc, often blue elf.
Always an elf.
Patrick, do you care?
An elf.
Patrick, have you ever cared about transmog? I don't remember what your opinion on transmog is.
I kind of like having maybe one outfit that I like, but then I don't change it too much.
Mm.
I would say my answer is not really.
Not really. Not really. Is that what you'd say?
Yes.
Exactly. Thank you for not saying it, Patrick.
I mean, you like to go, but you love in Overwatch getting new skins and stuff. That's the same deal, right? Kind of, sort of, except you have to, I guess, you're earning them.
I like it in Overwatch. I don't like go out of my way to go get new skins. Also, I think the skins in Overwatch are cooler than transmogs in WoW. There you go. I said it.
Whoa.
I said it. Sue me.
Damn.
Yeah. The only ones I think are cool look like they are tier sets from World of Warcraft. So.
Oh yeah, you're still you like all the old tier stuff. The problem is so much blur back then, man.
Well,
low resolution.
The problem with Garrett is that he just hates Overwatch. Like, period. He just dislikes Overwatch to a point that is surprising.
Wow.
And inexplicable.
Rebuttal?
It's not metal enough.
Well, I guess it isn't. It's all like inclusive and nice and wholesome and friendly.
You know,
remember how everyone was like, Diablo 3 looks too colorful?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Were you one of those?
Overwatch is that game as a comment.
Yeah, kind of. I mean,
that is fair. That is a fair assessment. Yeah.
Is that comment as a game?
I kind of don't disagree entirely. I'm okay with whimsy, but
I think it's a fair way of putting it.
I hope,
for the record, have the art book, and it is some of the most incredible stuff in the world. Overwatch has an amazing style. The art direction is out of this world,
right?
And I really do like looking at it. I just get bored playing the same shooter over and over again.
Yeah. That's why I hope too.
I didn't restart that conversation. Yeah. It was just about the skins.
Look, Patrick, you knew what you were getting into when you brought it up, buddy. You know.
I might.
This excites me because I do. This is what brings me back to expansion, or back to not only old expansions, but it brings me back to modern WoW when I'm on a bit of a hiatus, and it makes me interested in going and running old stuff. I just get into it. And also, in a couple of cases in Legion, I want to say there were. Yeah, there was the final dungeon? The one that led to all this? You fought the big sword guy?
Legion? We went out to Argus, man.
Argus. The Argus stuff. I kind of fell off, because I do at the end of every expansion. So I didn't get to see all of that content and get all that gear, other than LFR, and that was fine. But I'd like to go back in there and get some of that sweet transmog. That's my jam. So,
oh man, if you didn't do Antorus, you missed out, man.
I did miss out.
Sick raid.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen plenty of video and other stuff, and it was fine, but I didn't live it, man. I didn't live through that. So I may as well live through it now. Why not, I say. All right, so that's something to look forward to.
Face roll through it now.
Here's some other good news. Starting on the 20th, that was a few days ago, through April 20th, so you got, more than 3 weeks left. 100 XP or 100% XP, 100 times XP. Sorry. So you're going to get
100% increase.
Why is there an X in their headline? That's weird. That's bad. Cause you're right. It is percent, which means doubled basically. In light of COVID-19, Blizzard has added 100% experience buff that will be active beginning today through April 20th, 2020. That was on the 20th. They announced it. If you're staying inside and find yourself returning to Azeroth, or if you're leveling another character or two, you'll be getting a special bonus to help you along your way. Beginning that day, you'll get the boost. It's an experience buff called Winds of Wisdom, which will increase experience gains by 100%. This includes Starter Edition and Legion players as well. Legion players as well. What does that mean?
That means they haven't picked up Rattle for Azeroth.
Is that even possible?
I realize that the concept of that is mind-boggling.
Yeah. It is a little bit mind-boggling. I mean, it is possible, I suppose, but yeah. Okay, I guess that's why they would call them out. Anyway, players will be able to take advantage of this experience boost while using their favorite heirlooms. It won't take long before you're facing off with the old god Nazoth and his minions in Nyalotha, the waking city. So that's exciting, and it made me go crack off a couple of dust off a couple of alts, and that's where I'm at right now. That's what I'm doing in Warcraft, playing alts, getting XP, and that was really nice of them to do that. In fact, overall, I really like Blizzard's response during this time. They've been good to players. They've been very good to their employees. I don't know. Seems like if there's so much going on, it may even get missed how much goodwill there is at the moment about the way they've responded to this particular mess. And I don't know. I like to read that stuff and find out that they're doing good.
All of the heroes in Heroes of the Storm are free to play.
Yep. Pretty rad. So now I have no excuse not to take those Lost Vikings out for a run. Those shitty, horrible Lost Vikings. No fight back. Nobody's going to disagree with me. No one likes the Lost Vikings.
Can't stand playing them. I absolutely
can't stand playing them. Oh, good. Good. I don't feel so bad.
Nope. I think mine might still be level one. I think I tried them on PTR and was like, nope, this isn't for me, and have never touched them in the live game.
Wow. All right. I never bought them. They're the only, I think them and, oh, I don't own, what's his name? Mutation complete. What's his name?
Abathur?
Abathur. I don't have Abathur. I've never bought him.
Oh, dude, next time you're bored, go play some Abathur. He's so much fun.
I don't know why I never gave him the time of day, but I didn't. All right, time for this.
It's like playing a completely different game.
Yeah, it is, right? You're playing the micro with him, whereas normally you're playing hero macro, but not with him. All right, here's this. Let's dive into some of the other happenings around Blizzard. Echo seems neat, I guess. We have her origin story. She's literally an echo of her creator. Which basically means she's the lady that what made her, and then that lady died. I guess Patrick, you're the lore expert in Overwatch. How's Echo? She's on the PTR, or is she out in the live now?
No, she's still on PTR. Mm. We have googly eyes on live, which is the April Fools, I guess.
Then wait, and all the characters have googly eyes right now?
They have like googly eyes. like patches in front of their eyes, and it makes them look really dumb.
That's awesome.
Go check it out. Even in the like presentation and everywhere, the hero gallery, they have googly eyes everywhere.
That's
it's,
right.
It's kind of funny. Yeah.
Freaking human looks amazing, by the way.
Who does? Who'd you say does?
Wrecking Ball.
Oh, that's great. Now I need to go look at that. I'm of the opinion googly eyes make most things better. So. Well done, Overwatch.
And the googly eyes Google when you move the character around and the
they search for things on the internet. Oh, you mean Google? Like they move yes, around. Got it.
Like, yeah. But yeah. Anyway, that's funny. And I was like, oh, we don't want April Fools in that time that we're living in. Like, just to stop. Don't. But this one is like, oh, it will make you smile and chuckle for a second. And it's just very understated.
Totally down with this kind of April Fool stuff. No problem. Yeah, this sort of thing is fine. Yeah.
But yeah, Echo, the creator, is actually someone who participated in the... You asked for lore, so you're going to get it.
I'm going to get it.
She participated in the creation of the Omnix. And then Jack Morrison, Soldier 76, was like, hey, do you want to like help us fight them now? And she was like... But what's her name? Ming Lee?
Ming Lee? No.
The name, I don't remember. Yeah. But she was like, I created them. Are you sure you want me in Overwatch? And he was like, yes, who better than you to help us destroy them? She's like, all right, I'm going to do something even better. And she created a kind of evolution of robotics design, cybernetics, whatever. And it's a robot that evolves, studies its enemies, and evolves according to what they do or the environment. And so when her creator died, she kind of had absorbed her voice, personality, face even. She didn't like absorb her face like in a creepy horror movie kind of way. She's like absorbing her looks through her programming.
It was really helpful we were bringing face off into the Overwatch universe.
Yeah, finally, right?
That's not what it is. Although, when you think about it like that, the character is a bit creepy. Echo. She's got like a screen, not a screen for her face, like not an iPad on her head. But anyway, go check it out. You'll see.
Like
it.
A projection.
But
her,
she's pretty cool looking, I think.
The most interesting thing is her kit. She can fly, like literally just fly for maybe 50% of her playtime. There is a cooldown on her ability, but it's very quick. And she's very, very fast. She has like sticky bombs that have a delay, but then explode. And then the gimmick of her regular gameplay is that she has a like laser beam that does a little bit of damage, but if the character she's aiming it at is below 50% in health, then it does something dumb like quadruple damage. She just melts them.
Wow.
So you're trying to assassinate, like you get stay away, and when someone's half health, you jump in and destroy them. Or you try to sticky bomb them, and then after the little bit of delay, you hope you get them enough and then jump in. It's an interesting gameplay loop, very fun, especially with the flying. But the most crazy thing is actually her ultimate, where her ability to evolve into the things she studies comes into play, because her ultimate is that she can become the one of the characters that she's playing against. She can turn into, for like 10 seconds or 15 seconds, be one of the enemies. And even more interesting, her ultimate, when she's in that form, charges at like stupid speeds. You will get at a minimum one ultimate, probably two, maybe more. So it's like it's ridiculous how it plays out.
Let me ask you this. Does she get to choose who she's going to be? Like some kind of wheel? Okay, that's interesting, because that's very strategic then in a fight. That's not some random transformation.
Yeah, no, you just you aim at the enemy and you press your button and you transform into them, and you'll probably have a few ultimates. Sorry. A few of their ultimates, to be clear. You get... you charge very quickly their ultimate, and then you get them. Yeah. So it's a fun character, kind of different. It's also the last character we're going to get on Overwatch before Overwatch 2 shows up. And so Echo is pretty rad.
Check it out on the PTR today. Hearthstone, what's going on, Garrett? Anything good?
Everything. Everything is going on, Scott. All right. Because everything is constantly going on over at Hearthstone.
That's good.
So tomorrow was the first of the month, and with it is coming an entirely new ladder experience. They're revamping the way ladder works. We're losing technically 50-1 in the legend, but for most people, 25-1 through legend. And we're going to kind of the traditional Blizzard model of bronze through diamond. Legend rank is still there. It's pretty much working as it always has, but we're doing bronze through diamond. Each league has 10 ranks. Each rank has 3 stars. You know, you get a win, you get a star. So you need like 4 wins to move through a rank. There's a lot of math there. However, we're going to... So now the way it used to work is you were set back, I think it was 5 ranks. I forget off the top of my head. I haven't actually had to think about the math of how far back we got set in a very long time with Hearthstone. But now everyone's going to bronze 10, the start of every month.
Yeah.
But depending on how high you finished, you're going to get multiplier stars. I believe if you reach legend, which would be the highest you can go, which means this is the maximum multiplier you could have, it would be 11 bonus stars, meaning for one win, you get 11 stars.
Wow.
So if you hit legend and you go back to bronze 10, you're going to work your way back up to the high ranks very, very quickly, as long as you are winning. And you are going to lose that multiplier as you move up through the ranks. I believe it's every 5 ranks you lose one of your multiplying stars. That multiplier does not work on losses. So if you lose one, you're not going to lose 11 stars. It only works on wins.
Oh, gotcha. That's really cool, though. That's pretty fundamental stuff.
And every 10 ranks is a ranked floor. So like at bronze 5, you won't be able to move below it. Silver 10, silver 5, gold 10, gold 5, so on and so forth. You can't dip back below that once you hit those 5 rank floors.
That's cool.
For that month, right? for that season. Month.
Yes.
Yeah, for that season.
And then right. that the first in the month comes around, it doesn't matter if you are Bronze 9 or Legend 2. Everyone's going back to Bronze 10.
Oh, I like it. It's like wow. It's like a sphincter muscle. You get past it, and you don't have to go back out. You just get in there, and then you're done. Wait.
I was listening very intently earlier, but that means that every month you get everyone back at Bronze, and it's going to be horrible for the first, for the first couple of weeks because everyone's leveling up.
Thank you for reminding me. I forgot to mention this. They're also going to be matching you to your opponent based on a hidden MMR value, which the game never used to do.
Okay. So it's a new value.
Yes. Now Hearthstone is like every other Blizzard game of the ladder.
Nobody knows how it works. We just know it's in there.
Yep. Right. No one knows how it works, so you can say that you're in like... Now you can say you're in ELO hell for Hearthstone, everybody.
Exactly.
I don't think that actually works. How, it's 1v1, I think... but...
Yeah, exactly. ELO hell is your not your friends, your co-workers. Your is your that teammates. The word?
In a MOBA. Your in a MOBA, you would say you are an MMR you're hell MMR because hell. Your teammates are terrible, but clearly you're the only good person, but the reason you're losing is the other four players.
Well, while we're at it, like I would love it if Heroes had a similar system that I could, once I got, let's say you hit gold, you're there, and you don't go below that the whole season. You can only go work up. You can either stay stagnant or keep moving. Like, that's really empowering for a player. I hate that feeling of getting dropped.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be inherently against that, but there's something to be said for Heroes seasons are between like 3 to 4 months, and a Hearthstone season is 1 month.
Oh, good point.
So that does play a bit of a role.
Timing has a role, yeah. Not all
and
seasons are the same.
And especially if you're matched against people who are same MMR as you are, as long as they are available in your rank, I suppose, it's going to be horrible to rank up for someone who's in a high MMR. Like, if you're back in bronze, but every match is as hard as if you were at your rank, you're essentially, you have, 50% chances of winning, hopefully.
Yeah, it's still different in a card game, though, because, certain decks have just... significantly better matchup against others in certain cases. And again, you have that multiplier. So like if you're a legend player, you're going to have times 11 stars. So yeah, if it takes you a while to win one, it doesn't matter. You win one and boop, 11 stars and you get to, dumped okay, in your okay. lap.
I see.
Yeah. And if you happen to hit a win streak, it is multiplicative.
That's how they do it.
So you're going to get a double. You're going to get 22 stars.
Okay. So surprisingly, they did think about it. I can't believe it. They realized that would be an issue. Okay.
Don't want to blow your mind.
I am mildly concerned about just how many damn stars there are, but on paper, it feels like they have thought about all of the angles.
Once again, Hearthstone team doing some rad stuff, man. I don't know.
Yeah, it's nuts. We're in the rollout now. So this comes tomorrow. The Demon Hunter Prologue hits Thursday, which if you play through that, you unlock the Demon Hunter for free. So you can have the Demon Hunter unlocked for next, I believe it's Tuesday, April 7th. Yeah, next Tuesday, the new expansion drops. Ashes of Outland comes out. So if you've already played through the Demon Hunter Prologue, which drops on this Thursday, you will have Demon Hunter unlocked, ready to go the first day of the new expansion.
Before we move on, quick take on... I mean, I say this just because I know I'm talking to a fellow artist here, but the Illidan art for this stuff, I don't think I like it very much. I think it's weird.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know what it is. He's too skinny or lanky looking or something. Something weird going on.
You're talking about like his hero art?
Yeah, his hero art.
So this is, I'm surprised you don't like it because it is one of the rare cases where it is traditional medium. Both of the Illidan portraits, like the standard and the 1000 Wind portrait, were done by the same artist. And I'm just quickly looking up at Alex Horley.
I normally love his stuff. So why is
this?
This
is traditional. This is not digital. Both the standard Illidan portrait and the 1000 Wind portrait. And like, I just think it's so rad, to see more traditional art in Hearthstone. I say this myself, mostly doing most of my stuff digitally too, but it's so rad to see traditional art.
Oh yeah. When people are scanning in big canvases, it's pretty cool. I mean, these days it's pretty much hot swappable, but still, I don't know. There's something about his art. I cannot put my finger on why it's rubbing me wrong. I don't know.
I mean, his like pecs have pecs and his abs have abs, so maybe it's just he's a little too muscly for you.
Maybe.
But this, I mean, Hordley did Burning Crusade art back in the day when BC came out. So to me, this is just like Illidan coming home. It's when I think of a lot of the Illidan pieces, I think of it in my mind are Alex Hordley pieces.
This is the Illidan you already loved. I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm stoked. But this set, by the way, I think it's one of the best sets art wise. We've ever seen in Hearthstone. If you're like a World of Warcraft nerd,
yeah.
This set is so nerdy. It's wonderful. They have the Boomerang in one of these cards. It's not even, the card is not a Boomerang. It's just an orc on the card is using the Boomerang, and I'm stoked about it.
Wow. Look, it's the small things these days that get us happy. I understand. Diablo, no big news. However, community manager, longtime community manager, Brandi Camel is leaving Blizzard. She put up a very nice post about her exit, and even acknowledged in the post how what a kind of odd timing this is, so which means she's probably been planning on it for a while, but kind of sad to see her go. She's been always very pleasant and nice, and I don't know, seemed like a good person, and sad to see her go. So Brandi, I doubt you'll hear this, but we here at the Instance wish you well. Patrick, you knew her pretty well, didn't you? You knew who she was.
No, not really. Oh, I think she was did. After my time, or
thought Patrick knew everybody at Blizzard. Doesn't everyone know Patrick at Blizzard? Isn't that how that works?
I don't know anyone anymore. Everyone's gone. A few people I still know, but
sure.
No, but I did. I don't remember if I met her, but I have very not vivid but strong memories of her being an awesome community manager. She was in charge when you know, that whole thing obviously happened a couple of years ago,
yeah.
And she handled it, I think, really well, and it was super hard. And I think she was a really good representative for the company, for the community.
I agree, so and that sad. Game. Yep.
But she's going to Wizards of the Coast, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard. I assume maybe in a similar capacity, but yeah, Wizards is from all accounts, Wizards is amping up a lot of stuff, yeah. Including game development, like in a big way. So
game development, like why did it take them so long? It makes no sense.
But, it doesn't either. They have some of the hottest IPs on the planet, and it took them this long to really start taking it seriously. I mean, they've licensed it out for piecemeal 100 times over, and there's always been mixed results, but to be able to like consolidate and really focus on those, yeah, it could be really cool. I'm excited to see what comes out of that. All right, that takes care of that. Hey, one of these real fast.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Why, it's the town crier.
Boy, that kid, he had a real bad cold last week and had us all panicking, like thought maybe it was the COVID deal. And nope, Nick doesn't have it. Town crier does not have it. He had something else. That's the other thing.
How did you know? Did you get him tested?
Yes, and the tests were negative, but also he got over this thing in 3 days. It was bad the first day, and then the second 2 days went real quick, and then he was over it, and antibiotics did it, so it seems like it was some other kind of thing. And he, we were a little freaked out there, though, because so far this thing hasn't touched anyone super close to me yet in a way that would be just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's this close or whatever. And we were like, oh no, it can't be, not Nick. I mean, he's young and he's strong, but turns out that's less of a factor than people thought. Age doesn't seem to be, or health status doesn't seem to be as big of an issue as people thought it was. So anyway, I feel pretty good about him now. He's home, he's isolated, and he is staying away from other sick people. Okay, moving on. Here's an email from Jack Fox. He's a great member of this community and wrote this. Do you think Blizzard will remove the restrictions on unlocking allied races with the new expansion and redone leveling system? I would like to make a Volpiran, but I haven't really played Horde, and it would force me to play through a lot of BFA just to get them, not to mention the other races from Legion. Seems to go against that new level system. I think I agree. I think we ought to start unlocking these, if not all of them, the Legion ones. Like, give me the what were they called? What were the elves? The Blood Moon.
The Void Elves?
The Void Elves.
We had two of them in Legion. We had the Void Elves and we also had the Nightborn.
Nightborn, that's what I was trying to say. Give us those now. Give us the Highborn or the High Mountain Tauren. Just, it's time. Don't keep those behind the time wall anymore. I don't understand why they're doing that. And maybe they will. Maybe this will all happen because they've got new stuff to unlock. There's certainly new things in BFA to unlock that, you know, I'm nowhere near getting. I think that'd be great. Make that stuff a little bit legacy and say, hey, did you ever grind that out on the Horde side? No? Well, here's your Nightborne. Here's your Tauren High Mountain guy. Here's your whatever. You guys agree? Disagree?
Yeah, I think it's...
yeah.
Either one.
Patrick, go ahead.
I think they will or should do it at some point. Yeah. It seems like it would make sense. I understand why you want to keep it exclusive for a little bit. And I understand why this is also a good way of extending content artificially. Not artificially, but I'd say it's something that hopefully will get added, because I don't know how many people don't have very high level players. So maybe they're thinking it will be content that will be available forever. Maybe they can relax the conditions.
Well, not only that, for me, it's more to, and to his point, and I agree with this, if you don't play Alliance and you would like those Alliance characters after all of this time.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, why make them work all that out, you know? That just seems bad. So I wouldn't want to go back and play a bunch of... I mean, to get the Highborn, I still have to go back and do a bunch of Suramar business, right? Like, I'd have to do that. Oh, man.
But that's what I mean by relaxing the requirements.
Right.
Maybe it's possible to relax them enough that it wouldn't be as big a deal, but would still provide something to do for people who play a lot. But
you think any chance we get it by this expansion that they would do something like that? Because they haven't announced anything like this. You don't think so?
No. Okay. I don't think there's any chance.
All right. I want there to be a chance.
I would like there to be, yeah. And frankly, I really think they should have just given us Kul Tirans and Zandalari trolls at the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Because we're not getting new races as part of just like the buy-in of an expansion anymore. And that was something that I really liked and added to the kind of value prospect of an expansion for me.
I'm with Wicked Truth in the chat who says F Suramar. That's right. Solidarity. That place sucks.
Yeah. I think, you know, I don't necessarily agree with it, but I do think there's a fair argument that it's like, well, no, that's how you unlock allied races.
Right.
You have to grind reputation with them. That's how you get them. I did it. You should have to do it too. And I think there's a valid point there, even if I don't necessarily agree with it. But I would like to see at least the tentpole races for the expansion should never, in my opinion, Zandalar and Kul Tiran never should have been considered ally races in the first place.
Right.
It should have just been day one. Here's your two new races for each faction side. Go enjoy them.
Yeah, I kind of resent it, to be honest, just a little bit. Like,
yes, same. It's a rub for me as well.
Yeah. Like, we should have had Zandalari Trolls should have been day one expansion purchase. Here's our new races. Maybe you got to do a little something to unlock them, a little story or something. But I was annoyed that they made them just like those others. Anyway, we'll see.
But if you haven't played Horde yet, I would like to tell you that the Horde leveling experience is really freaking good in BFA.
That is good. I did it.
And if you haven't seen it yet, it's. I promise it's not as boring as it may seem. Mm-mm.
I did it three times. Well, two and a half times. The third time, I spent half the time doing it there and then half the time seeing if I could do stuff on islands. And then that sucked because my weapon never increased. So I went back to leveling. And now he's still sitting there, sitting on his ass. All right. Well done, and thank you for that email. Big ups to people who send us your messages, theinstance@gmail.com, or as I mentioned, the website's got a form right on it, so head on over to theinstance.net and use that. And if you're already there, may as well take a look at our Instance Plus subscription. It's super easy to get into. Sign up, and boom, get tons of cool rewards. People like Marcus Garza, Matt Collins, Mark Lyons, Mason Stromberg, and Mark DiGiovanni, all of those guys, plus more, are supporting us over there. So do that. It's at theinstance.net. All the details are there. Before we get out of here, let's let the boys have a quick breakdown of what they got going on. Patrick, anything you want to promote or push across the world in the only way you know how?
I'm not sure which one that is.
I don't
know. Just follow me on Instagram. I do cool stuff there. I think you'll enjoy it, especially in these troubled times. I've received so many emails saying, it's really hard right now. We're all in this together. Can you buy my product, please? Mm-hmm. Like, we have like these slippers, which are really cool, and life is better with slippers. Do you want slippers? So anyway, yeah, total nothing to do with what I was saying. It's pretty cool on Instagram, and I think you might enjoy it. So follow me there.
All right.
You'll see if you do.
Not Patrick, everywhere you go. Garrett, anything in your world going on?
Yeah. Yeah, man. AMOVE TV for everything. You just go to AMOVE.TV for all the podcasts that I make. I would highly recommend The Angry Chicken, considering Hearthstone is just bursting at the seams right now. We had a great episode last week kind of covering some of the major archetypes that will be coming into the game with the new cards that are being released. We also had popular YouTuber and streamer Regis Kilbin as a guest, so you can go listen to that.
Love his name.
I also recently was asked to do a tips video on working remotely, because I've been doing it for almost a decade.
Watched this. It was really good, by the way. Nice work on that. That was awesome.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, man. So if you want to go see it, I did set up a bit.ly for it. So go to bit.ly/remote Garrett. 2 R's and 2 T's in Garrett. bit.ly/remote Garrett for 5 tips on how to improve your remote meetings.
One of these days.
And also, funny enough, it came out on the same day as Tom Merritt's 5 tips for remote meeting security.
Hey, they complement each other. It's totally fine. It's totally
fine. It was hilarious.
One of your tips that we should get dressed for meetings?
Yes.
Listen, I'm going to be doing more of these, and talking about attire is on the docket.
That's great. Well, I have no videos up about tips with anything. I do have a lot of shows going up right now, though. And I'm also doing a comic strip every Monday that I think people might enjoy. It's like everything these days, a little referential to what we're all dealing with. But if you haven't read it, check it out. It's fredncan.com. It's about a guy named Fred and his expired can of creamed corn, who's also sentient and talks to him. If you think that sounds weird, it kind of is. So go see for yourselves at fredncan.com. Today they go out and check out a park, because Fred has not been out of the house for a while, and hilarity ensues. Or maybe it doesn't.
I just got to compliment you real quick, man. I am thoroughly enjoying this bizarre comic. And also, I love how freaking topical it has become, because clearly this was not your plan.
No.
To curve Fred and Can into the current quarantine situation we find ourselves in.
Yeah.
I think you're doing a good job.
Thank you. It was always intended to be commentary on life and things and stuff. And sometimes those things might be topical, but most of the time it'd just be regular everyday stories. But man, you just can't help it. I actually kind of tried to resist it at first. I'm like, I don't want to just make this about that. And do I really need to? And then it turned out I kind of needed to. It's been therapeutic for me to do it. So see if it is for you as well. That's fredandcan.com. Yeah, it's weird, but I think it's worth your time. So go check that out. All right, that's going to do it for us. Big thanks for being here. Theinstance.net is the place to get it all. Get the podcast wherever you get them, and leave us reviews when you can, because it helps us out in lots of ways. That's going to do it for us. We hope you're all healthy and happy. For me, for Patrick, for Garrett, we'll see you next time.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
Dungeon Fighter.